And we will open the work session on LD 416, which is an act regarding the production and sale of birch syrup and birch syrup products, sponsored by Representative Marianne Kinney of NOP. Karen, would you please give us your summary of the bill?
Sure. So this just provides for the regulation of the production, sale, and labeling of birch syrup and birch syrup products. I think it's largely modeled after the current law relating to maple syrup, except for, you know, obviously some of the sort of grading provisions have been left out because they're very different products. But in terms of the testimony, we only received testimony in favor of the bill from the Department of ACF Quality Assurance and Regulations, so a few birch syrup producers, as well as the Maine Farm Bureau, and some written testimony from Maine Forest Products Council. So I think the only, the department did say that there was, you know, one component of the bill in particular about requiring the producer seal along with tracing and product information on the cap. To them, that seemed cumbersome. And they thought that could be, you know, an amendment to the bill to strike that language. But I don't know if the sponsor is amenable to that. So I won't go over the testimony, but there is an, I just want to point out, there is an emergency preamble, emergency clause on the bill. I don't think, because birch syrup season is right after maple syrup season, I don't think they're thinking that it's going to happen, be in place for this year, but I think there is an emergency preamble because the sooner the better in terms of the department being able to, you know, put rules in place. So certainly for the next birch syrup season in 2022, that things would be ready to go. And we haven't received a fiscal impact statement.
All right, thank you, Karen. I'm looking through the list here from the department that we could call on.
I don't know if Celeste Poulin is here.
Could we please move?
Yep, Celeste is in the attendees. And then I see Representative Kinney has been promoted to panelist.
Sure thing. I think first I'd like to hear an update from the department on any concerns about adopting as is, and then that question about the cap, please. Can you hear us okay?
Okay, I think I'm off mute. Can everybody hear me all right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks to you.
Yeah, I didn't really have any concerns about the bill as written. There we go. my only concern and my comment about having the information on both the label and the cap is that it seemed a little bit duplicative to me, and knowing that the cost of labels is frequently a big concern for people who are trying to start a home-based business. I thought that as long as we had the information on one place or the other, it wasn't necessary to have it on both the product label and the product cap. And that was my only concern. It was cost for producers, and I did not want to discourage anyone from starting this kind of endeavor.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions? I see a question from Senator Dunn.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just curious about the emergency preamble. And as you probably realize, that takes a two-thirds vote. And I don't know that this will be controversial in any way. But the question becomes is, do you need it that quickly to get information in place for next year? Otherwise, if we don't have the emergency preamble, it will go on into effect as law like in September, versus if we pass it with an emergency, it will probably be sometime April. I was just curious as how long a time do you need, just for voting purposes.
I think that's a question for you, Celeste.
Or
Representative Kinney, I don't know.
I see the sponsor. Would you like to answer, Representative Kinney? And welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the emergency, I did put it in place because of the upcoming season. And I'll touch on a couple of different things. I know some of the things that we've been doing in my new committee, we've actually put some things into the language so that it would take effect right away. One of the things that the Birch Syrup producers were looking for was to be able to not have, they can produce birch syrup now. They have to use a commercial kitchen in order to bottle and package their products, whereas it's made the same way we do in the maple industry. And we don't have to use a commercial kitchen. We can use our sugar house and bottle right there, as long as we're using the proper temperatures and using proper seals and so forth on our products. We don't have to turn around and have a full commercial kitchen that we're doing this in. That was the biggest reason for this bill in the first place. And whether or not that could be added somewhere into language that goes into effect immediately, and then rules can go beyond that for grading and things like that, that are going to be slightly different from maple. And then on the labeling that the department is concerned with, the way that I read the language there, let's see, all containers of birch syrup sold or offered for sale for human consumption must be labeled with volume, name, and address of the producer or packer. And then together with a producer or packer seal in a manner approved by the commissioner on the cap of the container. With maple syrup, we have to have a tamper evident seal. And that's how I read that as being that. It's not that they have to put all their language, all their address and everything on the seal, but they have to have a seal on the container so that it shows that it's tamper evident. That's how I interpret that. And if you want to maybe make adjustments to make it clearer, I'm game with that. I'd be fine with an amendment like that.
Yeah, that's fine. I was not aware that that was what you were referring to, but no, that makes perfect sense.
Follow up, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Sure.
To Representative Kinney, when does the season, birch season, get over? Because I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where we are right now with this bill, where we are with sessions. I don't know that it can be in place for this season anyway. So when would the season get over?
Sure. It's a good question. And who knows what we're doing as far as session, unless you can get this on the calendar tomorrow somehow. the season comes right after maple season. So it's my understanding that they start about mid-April and go not as long. So we go about 6 weeks, and they're within 4 weeks, and their season is over. So probably by mid-May.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so we have potentially resolved the tamper evident seal issue. Do we have any other questions from the committee members? All right, seeing none, I just have one question for Karen before we make a motion. Is the first issue raised by the sponsor resolved in the language as is about commercial kitchens?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's the bill would, as written, would resolve that issue. And as far as timing, there's the emergency preamble is on there. So it would go into effect immediately, assuming you get 2/3. And if I suppose on the floor, if you're finding that for whatever reason you're not getting 2/3, you can always strip the emergency preamble on the floor at that point.
All right. Can I get a thumbs up from the sponsor? That sounds good to move forward like that. All right. Sounds good. Can I get a motion from somebody? If there's no more discussion. All right. I see Representative Landry. What's your motion?
To pass.
Ought to pass. And I see a second from Representative Hall or discussion.
Yes, I'll second that.
Thank you, Representative Hall. All right. Could we please, or is there any discussion before calling the roll? All right, seeing none, would you please call the roll?
I will. LD 416, an act regarding the production and sale of birch syrup and birch syrup products. Motion is ought to pass. Representative Lori Osher.
Yes.
Representative Lori Osher, yes. Representative Thomas Schofield.
Yes.
Representative Thomas Schofield, yes. Representative Joseph Underwood.
Yes.
Representative Joseph Underwood, yes. Representative Scott Landry.
Yes.
Representative Scott Landry, yes. Representative Randall Hall.
Yes.
Representative Randall Hall, yes. Representative Margaret O'Neill.
Yes.
Representative Margaret O'Neill, yes. Senator James Dill.
Yes.
Senator James Dill, yes. Senator Russell Black.
Yes.
Senator Russell Black, yes. Senator Chloe Maxman.
Yes.
Senator Chloe Maxman, yes. Representative Bill Pluker.
Yes.
Representative Bill Pluker, yes. Representative Jeffrey Gifford.
Yes.
Representative Jeffrey Gifford, yes. Representative David McCray.
Yes.
Representative David McCray, yes. Representative Susan Bernard, absent. That's 12 yes, one absent.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. And thanks, Rep. Kinney, for bringing the bill to us.
Absolutely. Thank you all for the unanimous report. I appreciate it.
Awesome. All right. Take care and see you this week. All right. So that concludes our work sessions for today on regular bills. And at this point, I'm going to pass it back over to my Senate chair for our budget work session.
Thank you. Before we do that, I think Cheryl has a question or